You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Everybody, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, they could not have made a wrong decision as far as an opening day starter, but among other things, they made the high dollar and Cy Young winning decision with Max Scherzer. What went into that decision to make Scherzer the guy?
Well, his record the last 6 years, 82 wins, won a Cy Young. He definitely deserves it based on that. And he was pretty happy about it. He admitted early in the day that he was disappointed that he didn't get the opening nod last year after winning the Cy Young, but this makes up for it big time, and he loves it.
Sometimes some clubs will use some tactical decisions in making these kind of setups. They want somebody to face a particular opponent, don't want somebody to face an opponent, want somebody to pitch indoors or on the road or whatever. Is there any of that in setting up the Nationals rotation, or is it just simply a matter of go with the guy who's got the Cy Young award?
I think it's go with the guy who has a Cy Young. I mean, everyone on this staff is good enough to start that opening day. Strasburg, as you know, did it the last 3 years, and this time is going to be Scherzer, and you know, he's having a great spring. I mean, he leads the team in strikeouts this spring, and he's doing everything they said he was going to do.
Yunel Escobar has made his return to active duty. That's a pretty big deal, one, because he's expected to be a pretty big part of this team, but also they've dealt with a lot of injuries now and to start getting some guys back. How's Escobar look to you?
Escobar looked great. He's over the grade one oblique strain, and what impressed me wasn't so much the infield hit, was the diving play off Brett Gardner. He dove to his left and made the play. The run scored, yeah, but it told me right there that this guy can play some serious defense and he's okay.
It's interesting because he's been kind of an up-and-down guy defensively. He was a couple of years ago an underrated defender and a very good shortstop, even if nobody knew it. Kind of a rough year last year. Just from both what you've seen in limited time this spring, but also the club's expectation, do they expect him to be a real plus second baseman?
No question about it. And, you know, the thing that I noticed right away, the guy works hard. I mean, the moment he came into camp, he wanted extra work to work at second base. This is a guy that hasn't played second base since 2007. So, I mean, he realizes he needs work. And the way he was going before the injury, I mean, the team was like, oh, my God, this guy really loves to work. So this was Escobar that asked for the extra work, not the team. So that was a great sign right there. And Escobar has been great with us in terms of the media, and it's a great sign.
Elsewhere in the infield, it sounds like maybe they're making some contingency plans regarding Anthony Rendon. There's been some talk of Denny Espinoza maybe seeing some time at third base. It seems like they are maybe not looking at a long time, but at least figuring out what plan B is as far as doing without Anthony Rendon.
Yes, Matt Williams is figuring out plan B, and Ian Stewart's been getting most of the playing time. In fact, Ian Stewart had the day off today because he was playing every day for the last 2 weeks, and he's done well. He's done really well. And it wouldn't surprise me now if Rendon went on the disabled list because Matt Williams was not what you call enthusiastic when he told us that he was still sore. So he didn't say he was going on the disabled list, but by the tone of his voice that he could be going on the DL.
Is it reasonable to think that this early with a guy that important, you err on the side of caution rather than worrying about an arbitrary deadline like opening day?
Yeah, they're going to err on the side of caution. And, you know, I'm just telling you, he's been healthy all year since he's been to the big leagues. And now to hit this knee problems, and he's been having the knee problems since early in spring training. So it's really too bad. So what's going on?
The other end, it seems like pretty encouraging as far as Steven Strasburg. He had an ankle issue, but is it fair to say that's a very minor deal?
Minor deal, no question about it. He's had bullpen sessions, going to have another one tomorrow during the day off, and I expect to make his start by the end of the week.
So, will he be handled extra carefully or anything? Is there any precautions, or when he's back, is he just back?
Matthew, they always handle him with precaution. It doesn't matter. It's been that way since day one. But he's going to be ready for opening day. Matt Williams is not worried about that. From a pitching standpoint, the Nationals have nothing to worry about there.
I wanted to ask you, we talked last week about Clint Robinson, a guy who's really hit a lot this spring. And I looked him up. The guy's spent 3 years raking at AAA. So my question is, why hasn't he gotten more of a shot? He's a 30-year-old who's raked at AAA.
Great question. After I wrote my story about him, I went to him and I said, hey, your stats are pretty good. What's going on here? Well, he was under Hosmer in Kansas City, and that was part of the problem. And then he went to Toronto. He admitted he had a bad year there. And then with the Dodgers, he just simply wasn't given a chance. So it was more of a numbers game with him than anything else. I even checked to see if he was in trouble at any time, and he was not in trouble. And he's been, as you say, he's been raking since he's been here. And for his sake, I hope he gets a chance to be in the big leagues.
For a team that, you know, you've talked a lot, and it's not any great secret, but I know it's something you've written about a lot. This team needs bench help. It needs bats off the bench. Is there a realistic opportunity for him to be one of those guys?
It could be. It really depends. You know, personally, looking from what I see, I don't think Danny Espinosa should be on the bench right now because he's not hitting. And you got to ask, can he keep it up the next 2 weeks? But I think he has a chance. I think it's right now, I have to say 50-50 for Clint, and hopefully things will change for him.
Given the number of things they're dealing with, especially in the infield, but really all over, and presumably a need for some sort of versatile parts and mm-hmm. moving parts to cover for contingencies, mm-hmm. is there a problem there carrying really a bat-first guy? I guess what I'm asking is this team in position to carry a bench bat who can't do other things?
Well, that's a great question, Matthew. I think they need to, because the last 2 years, it's been terrible. But, you know, you hope that Tyler Moore seems to get it now, being on the bench. He's having a great year, spring, I should say. And Tony Gwynn Jr. has done well. I think he's going to make this team now because of the injury to Span. I have to say, yeah, I think they can afford to do that. And that's where Clint Robinson fits in. Ian Stewart fits in if Rendon doesn't make it, so we'll see what happens, and it could happen.
All right. Well, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night, on every device. Visit MLB.TV for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.